We got a bunch of bubbles.
Yeah, I don't know what we're gonna do with that. We'll see. Kitzadina Milukatam Pesach Simukuf Yud Zayin. We are up to Sif Hey, right? Dvash ain't oichlin elamashaloy nisrasik. Honey, you're not allowed to eat honey. Elamashaloy nisrasik. Only what's not squeezed out. Oishin nisrasik, ayde Yisrael l'shem Pesach. Or if it was squeezed out for a Yisrael, l'shem Pesach. Who's that? Is that? Yeah. Yeah. Fine. So, meaning it's funny because it's a lot of people are asking about honey.
What does it
Right.
mean, squeezed out?
What?
Squeezed out, what does that mean?
Meaning it's from the honeycombs.
Okay.
Right, meaning you want to make sure that you get fresh honey, not what do you call it? Produced, what do you call it? There's a word for it. No, processed. Right, or you saw it done because the thing is they mixed flour into the honey. A lot of people have been asking this year: does honey need a hechsher or not? Right, so you see these type people ask. It doesn't. What could be? It's honey. You know, you have no idea. If Imamish have things, there's apple juice that they filter through chametz and with wheat and all sorts of stuff. So you can Imamish some things. That's why you got to speak to the kashrut experts on every last thing. You can't, you know, who would think that honey has wheat in it? I don't know if it still applies nowadays, but yeah. V'b'shasatchak for a chayla zaken mutarin lefos matzos in mei beitzim. It's mutter to cook matzah with egg with eggs. Oishar mei peres go in chalav oyayin a kedaima with milk or wine. Shvihi nikris matzah shira. That's called wealthy matzah. Right. Ubevad sheyizar shelo yisar abem afilu maat mayim. You have to make sure you don't mix in even any about of water because if you mix in even the slightest amount of water, that'll make it chametz. Meaning normally flour with water takes 18 minutes for it to become chametz, as we know. But if you mix juice and flour, we actually added in Daf Yomi last week or 2 weeks ago, then it becomes chametz much faster. Right? So memela, if you're gonna have pure fruit juice, then you could make it's called matzah shira. But shtei leilos of rishonis, but the first 2 nights of Pesach, tzrichin lechem matzah mamash, you have to have real matzah. Ve'en yotze v'matzah shira, and you're not yotze with matzah shira.
That make the matzah mizonos?
For Ashkenazim, no. For Sephardim, yeah.
Maybe Ashkenazim, no. We have mizonos bagels, no. Hasidim have
Even
mizonos bagels.
no, but that's if it's made. I mean, if it's totally made out of fruit juice, man,
Right,
maybe.
juice and
Yeah, it's a whole
flour.
hack. Yeah, it's a whole tumult. But he's saying, "B'shasa tchak," you can use these things. By the way, this is one of the reasons for gebrochs. Those that are machu for gebrochs are afraid that there's a little bit of flour and then it gets mixed in with soup or juice that's on the table and it becomes chametz really fast. Right, fine. For shalala zarogod al also left us matzah ashira. You're not allowed to bake matzah ashira. Filu kaidem Pesach, even before Pesach, l'shem Pesach, for Pesach. Right, I mean you can't do that. Hanoi, fine. Zayin, hanoi sin tefuah ay mursan lefnei ifas. If you put grain or bran in front of ifas, yizar lesitam b'makom yavish. You have to put it in a dry place. Shalai yislach lechu. It shouldn't get wet, because if it gets wet, then it's sitting in your property and it's chametz. Avol behema. But if a behemoth also leaked in worse than it, you can't put the brand key right, because it'll get wet from the saliva. Maximum, yeah. Vegam im noisin lehem tvua, and if you put tvua there, yizar losses lehem maat maat. Also put in a little bit. Shalei yashiru miluchlochem. You don't want it to sit there wet. Im yashiru, and if it does, if it is, then yivar miyad. Then you burn it out right away. Ches, meaning not burn, whatever, get rid of it right away. Ches, be'er Pesach, mishash ha-chametz nesel ba'ano, on Erev Pesach, when chametz is also ba'ano, v'chein b'chol yimei Pesach, and all the days of Pesach, also l'hones, afilu mechemtze shel akum. It's also to be benefit even from the chametz of a goy. Therefore, Yisrael cannot deliver chametz or to watch chametz of a goy. And we call shekain to also liknas chametz v'shalakum. You can't go buying chametz for a goy. Even with the guy's money. All right, so somebody actually asked me yesterday or 2 days ago. They are a broker. What was it that they did? They tell people to buy chametz. They themselves are not buying chametz. Meaning basically they're running an office job where the job is to coordinate people buying chametz. So I thought that wasn't enough involvement and that it would be okay. But now I'm sort of thinking that over again. I don't know. Fine. To be a waitress or a waiter in a restaurant that's serving chametz, that's for sure not allowed. Test. You're not allowed to rent an animal to a guy that he's going to bring chametz on it. Or you can't rent out a room to a guy for him to put his chametz. Because it's aser to get money from Yisurei Anah. But you're allowed to rent him the animal for the week of Pesach, except for Shabbos and Yom Tov, because you're not allowed to make money on Shabbos and Yom Tov. He's not going to tell him that he needs him to bring chametz. Even though he knows that the guy is going to bring him chametz, ain't b'kach klum. That's nothing. The kibun she'af him lo yoylech alei klum. Yitzarach l'froy yisol kol schara mishalim. Even because he knows once he's renting it the animal for a week. He's not telling the guy the yid that he needs it for chametz, and he's going to have to rent it. He's going to have to pay the rent regardless of whether he uses it for chametz. So therefore, that's not called using it for chametz, and then it's not called benefiting from chametz.
What about like having stocks in Costco or Trader Joe's with selling chametz on
your That's a good question. So can you have stock? What's truth is it's any company because every company has a cafeteria that's going to own chametz. So the Paiskim, most Paiskim say that's not a problem because you don't have a controlling interest in the company. So therefore it's mutter. Right, so it's saying, "Ain Yisrael mistaka klum echametz." The Yisrael does not get schar at all from the chametz. You're allowed to rent. You're a real estate guy. You're allowed to rent a guy a room, even though he's going to bring chametz into it. But that's not what you're renting it to him for. It's only an iser if you're renting it him dafka that you should put his chametz in it. So even though you know he's definitely going to bring chametz in him, makam Yisrael ainin noitam menu schar hachnasas chametz ala schar adirul. The yid is not making money from the chametz; he's making the money from the deer, right? You ask any real estate guy that he rents out an apartment, and he's not. He says, "Oh, I'm not making money from chametz; I'm making money from renting the apartment." So therefore, it's mutter. Shafim lo yachnas l'sham chametz lo yinakam mischare. Even if he doesn't bring in any chametz, he's not going to knock off the rent because he didn't bring in chametz. So that's basically how you figure out whether the money is being made from chametz or not. Meaning if the guy's not going to get a discount if he doesn't use it for chametz, then it's called not benefiting from the chametz. Yud. Also, limsar afilu zman harbi kodem pesach behemti la'akum, gishyedeh sheyachil chametz pesach. It is usur to give your animal. This actually comes up a lot. Somebody just asked this to me before. What do they do with their dog and their pets, and they want to give it to goyim? You're not allowed to give it to a goy even a long time before Pesach. To the guy, when you know that he's going to feed the chametz on Pesach, right? Because you're benefiting from the chametz. So what do you have to do? You have to sell the guy the animal, and you sell the guy the food, right? And then you're going to be okay. Yud Aleph, Mutter. What are we finishing to Yud Gimel? Finishing the simon?
No, Yud Aleph.
Just to Yud Aleph?
Finishing Yud Aleph, that's it.
Okay, Yud Aleph. Mutter loymer l'mishar say akum. You're allowed to tell your worker, who's a guy, afilu b'shar shechametz azah b'anah, even when chametz azah b'anah, hey lech mayis u'knei lech ha-mezoynes ve'echol. Here's money, buy yourself food and eat. Now this halacha comes up so often in the business world because And it comes from Hilchos Pesach, but it has the same thing. Can you work? Can you feed your workers treif? Right? You have to feed lunch to your workers, etc., etc. So can you feed them? Can you pay the bill? Can you order for them? Can you Uber for them? Right? So you're allowed to tell your goy worker, even when the chametz, here's money. And go buy yourself food. Well, because there you're giving him money and he does whatever he wants with the money. Even though you know he's going to buy chametz, but that's not your problem because you just gave them money. And if it's really necessary, you could say, go eat in this restaurant and I have the tab in the restaurant and I'll cover it. Or to say to another guy, Ten l'mesharsi lechol v'ani yashalim, give my worker to eat and I'll pay you. Aval also la'aktam le'yasamoyis b'shvil mashayitin l'mesharsi. But you cannot go and prepay a restaurant to give them money on the condition that they're going to give the chametz to the worker. Right, because then he's looked at like a shliach. A shliach for chametz, and that's not going to work. So the shaila is with credit cards. Can you give the guy the credit card? Seemingly, the poskim say you're allowed to give the guy the credit card, and he can go and buy chametz. But the simplest thing is to just give them cash or gift cards, and I tell them to buy them gift cards, and then you don't. They may not necessarily order chametz, and then it's definitely okay. All right. We will stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night. And Hatzlacha.
Thank you.
Thank you.